It's warm and bright inside Sushiya Kodai, an 8-seat sushi bar in Otaru, and dinner service is about to begin. As a handful of regular customers trickle in, ready to get their fill of fish, Chef Kodai Sanada is alone behind the bar, thinly slicing fatty tuna. High-end sushi restaurants like this one serve omakase, or chef's choice, where the chef prepares one piece of sushi or sashimi at a time for diners at the bar. Over the next hour, Chef Sanada prepares around 18 courses of fish, everything from tuna and salmon to less common bites like whole skewered squid and cod milt surimi. Each night during the spring season, he fillets a male herring or two. While female herring are prized for their eggs, he says the firm flesh of male herring is better for sushi. It's special because it's laborious to fillet a bony herring. Kazunoko, or herring egg sushi, is not on his short list.
Kazunoko didn't go well with the vinegared rice because kazunoko has a firm texture, a crunchy texture. In the meantime, rice is softer, so when you put kazunoko sushi into the mouth, it doesn't mix well.
More mid-range sushi restaurants might serve kazunoko sushi. After several failed attempts, I was able to find herring egg nigiri in an airport sushi restaurant in Sapporo. Sanada says 80 to 90% of kazunoko sushi is from Alaska or Canada.
There's no kazunoko sushi using domestic kazunoko. If you find kazunoko sushi, it's likely from Alaska.
Another niche for Alaska herring is even smaller. In Yoichi, I talked to someone else who uses Alaska herring. Kota Fukuhara is a second-generation dried herring producer. Dried herring is a traditional food in mainland Japan. It's long been a key ingredient in slow-cooked broths simmered with mountain vegetables, and Fukuhara is passionate about it. It takes a particular kind of herring. He says Atlantic herring is too soft, and local herring isn't quite right for his product. His top choice is Alaska herring.
The number one brand or number one source of the ingredient comes from Bristol Bay. Because in the past, Bristol Bay provided the really stable price, stable amount, and the quality is also highly stable. So herring from Bristol Bay was the first choice to make dried herring.
That is, if he's fortunate enough to get it. There was no Togiak herring fishery last year due to the same commercial challenges Sitka is facing. If Fukuhara can't get herring from Bristol Bay, he looks to herring from Russia, then South Korea. But people aren't cooking traditional dishes that rely on dried herring as much anymore. Sales have dropped, and Fukuhara is one of a few left in his region specializing in dried herring.
When I started working for this industry here in Yoichi, about 20 processing companies specialized in dried herring. Now, 8. So I will say I think the demand for the dried herring decreased over 50% in the last 25 years.
So Fukuhara is diversifying. He now makes rice bran pickled herring and fermented herring. And he's not the only one trying to find a new market. Perhaps one of the biggest success stories for herring egg marketers in Japan is a surprising combination, kazunoko and cheese, or kazuchi.
So the consumption of kazunoko is declining, you know, gradually, and that's because the gift-giving stopped.
Haruka Hozumi is a spokesperson for Ihara Company. For the past 70 years, they've been producing kazunoko in Japan. And like many other Japanese kazunoko manufacturers, their sales were slipping, and they were struggling to find a new product.
Young people still eat and do eat kazunoko, but that's basically limited only on the New Year's Day and New Year's season. So the kazunoko industry as a whole, including this company, you know, the main issue is how to make consumers eat kazunoko throughout the year. So that's how we started thinking about new product like kazuchi.
Kazuchi is made by taking the herring egg scraps from the kazunoko gift boxes the company produces. Those scraps are mixed with processed cheese, then sliced into bite-sized discs and individually wrapped, just a handful of pieces to a bag. After a few months on supermarket shelves, the product started taking off, spurred by a strong social media campaign and popularity at high-end hostess clubs in Tokyo.
So those like elite businessmen had a bite of kazuchi and they found it very tasty. So those people started telling other people, you know, I had a new product called kazuchi in Ginza and it tastes really good. And just through word of mouth, the information spread.
Kazuchi now makes up about a third of Ihara Company's sales. They've taken the byproduct of that and dried it into a dust to coat pretzels that have also become popular. And about 70% of the herring eggs to make kazuchi come from Canada and Sitka.
For our company, we believe that the quality of the kazunoko from Canada and Alaska is really good, especially like the crunchiness. The texture is really good. So, you know, our company still really thinks that products of Canada and Alaska are primarily wanted.
That keeps their costs high, though, and they're still seeing a slow decrease in sales of the traditional kazunoko gift boxes. After 7 decades importing North American herring, for the first time, they're considering making kazunoko gift boxes with Hokkaido herring. Reporting for KCAW from Japan, I'm Catherine Rose.